Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Michigan is famous as the Great Lakes State, but we're also permeated by hundreds of rivers and streams. According to the State Department of Transportation, there are 36,000 miles of streams in Michigan. MDOT claims that wherever you are in our state, you are never more than 6 miles from either a stream or an inland lake. Our next guest has traveled plenty of them. Jeff Doc Fletcher is a lifelong kayaker and canoeist and has just released his sixth book, Paddling Michigan's Pine, Tales from the River. I recently spoke with Doc Fletcher and first asked him to get us oriented. Where is the Pine River?
The Pine River is located in northwest lower Michigan. And since we're on radio, I'll point to the back of my left hand and the bottom of a knuckle on baby finger, and which is also home to three of the finest rivers in the entire United States, the Pine, the Pierre Marquette, and the Little Manistee. It flows from east to west. It has its beginnings about 15 miles south, a little southwest of Cadillac. It's 3 miles straight west of a very tiny town, population 200 people, called Tustin. And from there, the Pine River flows at first, the first 15 miles, 60-mile journey, first 15 miles in a bit of a southwesterly direction. Then it turns and goes northwest until it flows into the Manistee River. It's a major tributary to the Manistee. And that that merger occurs in the Tippy Dam Pond.
And it's special enough to have a whole book devoted to it here. What makes the Pine so special?
I think it's a number of things. The speed of the river is enticing to people. There are rapids that are found throughout, fabulous class ones and class twos. And there's not too many rivers in Michigan, especially the lower peninsula, where you're going to find rapids. For fishermen, it's considered one of the finest trout streams in the state and the entire Midwest. It's a blue ribbon trout stream. It has a designation from the state of Michigan. The Pine was so popular and so overcrowded that in 1980, a permit program had to be instituted. The Pine is one of only two rivers in the state of Michigan that require permits from Memorial Day Friday to Labor Day. The Pierre Marquette is the other. Not for the entire length of the river, but that section of the river that was most popular. In the case of the Pine, that was the last 26 miles. Before the permit program, I took a trip in the summer of 79, and you could have literally walked shore to shore across, stepping on the boats without getting your feet wet. It was so, could you keep your balance? That's how crowded it was.
Mm. How wide does the Pine get?
The Pine, for the most part, averages 30 feet wide. At its narrowest, it's about 10 feet wide where the tag alder bushes and pine trees are leaning in, and it gets as wide as 50 feet. It's a relatively narrow riverbed and shallow. 2 to 3 feet deep is its average depth. There is a lot of sandy beaches along the shore as you travel down the 60 miles of the Pine. There's tall sandy bluffs, some rising as high as 130 feet above the waterline. Beautiful, majestic backdrops as you're going down the river. So it's the speed of the river, the beauty of the river. It's relatively undeveloped along the shorelines. So for long stretches of the river, you get to see the river the way the original residents of Michigan got to see it. And it is a absolutely wonderful, wonderful trip down the Pine.
One of your books is entitled Michigan Rivers Less Paddled. Can you tell us about a less paddled mid-Michigan river that's worth a visit?
Yeah, there's a great one, a couple of them, right in your backyard, the Looking Glass River. It has its beginnings a little south of Owosso near Langsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And from there,
sure,
it flows west for 70 miles till it empties into the Grand River in downtown Portland, right off the back deck of Duke's Canoe Club, a fine place to have a beer and watch the merging of these two waterways. There is a lady, Betty Harlow, who's had a canoe livery since 1971, and her house on the south shore of the Looking Glass sits right in the middle of the last 30 miles of the Looking Glass River. It's shallow. It's beautiful. There is a group called Friends of the Looking Glass, led by their 89-year young Gloria Miller. This lady is really something else. And she created the Friends of the Looking Glass in 1990, and they have worked hard to change a river that was said to be not the cleanest in Michigan. Now it's incredibly pristine. We took a trip down the Looking Glass a few years back, and you could see in the clear water a large number of fish swimming by, smallmouth, largemouth bass, Northern Pike, just a wonderful, wonderful river. Another one would be the Red Cedar River.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's a great one. Something about the banks of the Red Cedar. There's a song that's known to all. I don't know. Anyways, there was not a canoe livery that serviced the Red Cedar till just a few days ago. I received a note from Rivertown Adventures. They are in downtown Lansing. They're in the city market. And they now, because they've come into existence, people who don't own their own boat now have a place they can go rent a canoe and kayak and take a trip down the river. The Red Cedar's fabulous. It's a very diverse river. It flows for 45 miles, begins a little south of Fowlerville. Its headwaters flow out of Cedar Lake. And from there, it goes through Williamston, Okemos, East Lansing, and then it flows into the Grand River in Lansing. Within the 45 miles, there's a great 10.5-mile run. Starts in Okemos off Van Atta Road and Leg Park, L-E-G-G.
Sure.
And from there, we went 3 hours and 15 minutes downstream to Aurelius Road. And when you first put in at Leg Park, you feel like you're putting a boat into the bayou, like it's not a river at all. The trees are very thick along the shoreline, and they lean in from both shores and form a thick canopy over your head, so thick that even on the sunniest days, it's hard for the light to come through. Some of the trees are right in the middle of the river. It's a wilderness that is at odds with the fact that you are a 10-minute drive from East Lansing. Now, about 20 minutes into this 3-hour, 15-minute trip, you begin to pass homes, and the river gradually takes on the urban feel that most people equate with it. And once you pass the Hagedorn Bridge, that's 2 hours into the 3-hour, 15-minute, you're now into MSU campus property. You want to go on the Red Cedar when the water's high enough that the rapids are running at the MSU administration building.
Sure, yeah.
We took this trip. Two canoes were in front of me about 50 feet. They hit the rapids in high water. They completely disappeared from my sight. At the same time they disappeared from my sight, I noticed all the students on both my right and left had stopped walking and were aiming their cell phones at me, I assume to record my demise. So I hit the rapids. There's a huge drop. Everybody survived and came through upright. And just a couple other comments on the Red Cedar. Just after those rapids, you'll see the main library on your right. And then you go downstream, and on your left through the trees, you can see Spartan Stadium. God bless the green and white. Now, after you pass the Harrison Road Bridge, if you're getting a little thirsty, maybe hungry, go down to the Kalamazoo Road Bridge. There's a landing on the right. Pull your boat over. You're a 5-minute walk from Dagwood's, one of the finest pubs I've ever been.
Oh, of course.
Yes. They, besides the hunger, if you need clothing there, they sell T-shirts that have a Wisdom by W.C. Field on the back. Said, I don't drink anymore. On the other hand, I don't drink any less either. So that's Dagwood's. And then from there, you're half an hour till Crego Park, Kruger's Landing, and Aurelius Road. So Red Cedar and Looking Glass, rivers less paddled, and fabulous rivers right in your listener's backyard.
Our guest on Current State, Doc Fletcher, longtime Michigan canoeist, kayaker, and author. Doc's latest book is Paddling Michigan's Pine, Tales from the River. Michigan endured an intensely cold winter with a lot of snow. Is that apparent in any way when you're canoeing or kayaking this spring?
Yeah, absolutely. We had snowfall of historic proportions, and as that snow melts coming into spring, the river levels are rising. And that means higher water means faster water. So you're getting what was a fun ride down the Pine River, a river full of rapids and speed already. Now it's even higher and faster than it would be traditionally.
You have kayaked and canoed for decades. What would you say is your most memorable moment on a river adventure in Michigan?
I'd have to go back to one of those great three rivers in the northwest part of the state, the Little Manistee. 1987, we were running from 6-mile bridge to 9-mile bridge, which is tied for first for the fastest stretch of water in the lower peninsula, the Sturgeon River being the other river. And 3 inches of rain had fallen the night before. Mm. So as we get on the water, just before the really fast rapids and stretch of the river, we passed a family on the left shore. We said good morning. Instead of saying hi back to us, they said, "You are going to die." And those extra 3 inches of rain made the river so fast that we simply could not control our boats. We lost every cushion. We lost almost every paddle. We almost lost one friend who got trapped under a tree and could not force his way out from the current, but several of us were able to pull him out. That was my most memorable trip. God bless my wife. 20 years later, on our anniversary, August 1 of 2007, she agreed to go back on the river. I'm happy to say that it was a clear day. There was no rainfall, and we had just the normal, beautiful speed of the 6 and 9 mile.
You are taking a little different approach with your next book. Tell us about it.
Well, the book I'm working on that will come out in 2015, instead of traveling, say, northern Michigan rivers, narrow rivers 15, 20 feet wide that take you through a forest of birch and cedar and whatnot, very rural trips, we're going to take an urban slant on our waterways. And I'm paddling 6 major Midwest rivers from which major Midwest cities evolved from, the Allegheny through Pittsburgh, the Cuyahoga through Cleveland, and a third example would be the Mississippi through downtown Minneapolis. So we'll write about the river trips. We'll write about how the towns develop from these rivers. And just coincidentally, all of the towns have a Major League Baseball team. So I would be remiss if I didn't take a tour of each of the stadium and tell people about the history of these teams. So the name of the book, appropriately, is Paddling and Pastimes. So there you have it.
So your day activities and your night activities are all covered.
Yes, absolutely.
Between the ballparks, the bars, the restaurants, and the rivers.
And the rivers, yes.
We've covered it. We've covered just about everything.
Well, tying into all that and going back to the Pine for 1 minute, one of the most important pieces of information I have within the Pine River book is at the end of the introduction when I let people know, no matter where you're at along the 60 miles of the Pine, if you turn your radio dial to 93.7 FM, you can pick up the Detroit Tiger
all
game.
Right.
So there you go.
There we go. Doc Fletcher is a longtime Michigan canoeist, kayaker, and author. His latest book is Paddling Michigan's Pine, Tales from the River. The website is what again, Doc?
It's canoeingmichiganrivers.com. We have a complete list of, we think a very complete list, of all of the canoe liveries that service Michigan rivers. We've identified 55 rivers in the lower peninsula and 13 in the upper that are serviced by canoe and kayak liveries. And one of the beautiful things they do, besides renting you boats, they keep the rivers open for public use, for recreational use, generally from May through October.
Doc Fletcher, many thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on, Mark. Appreciate it.